Hello Glenridge, it's Jan Macmillan here. The title of my devotion this morning is called Build a Home. I absolutely love homes. Nick and I both love homes. In fact, when we first got married, we rented a little flat in Musgrave. But on the weekends, pre-COVID days, we would absolutely love going to show houses just to look at the beautiful homes around us. And I love interior design. I love decor. I've loved painting the walls of my house to make the house a home. I've loved hanging up pictures, decorating. It's one of my hobbies, and it really actually makes it therapeutic for me to just do something to my home. And God has purchased a home too for us. And you know what that home is? It's us. God's purchased a home. And he's purchased us by the precious blood of his own son, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price." What was the price that God paid for you? He paid the price of giving his one and only son as a sacrifice. And Jesus's blood was shed at the cross and his body was broken so that we could walk in absolute freedom, and that actually we could be reconciled back to the Father and have confident access to his throne room. And so our body is a home for the King of Glory. Our bodies literally, guys, host him. The King of this world, we get to host him within our bodies. And so 1 Corinthians is a beautiful charge to us to realize that our bodies are not our own, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. If we understand this incredible truth, we'll build a home. Not just a house, but we'll actually take great delight and take great joy in creating a home for which the Holy Spirit can dwell in. So what does this home, which is obviously us, what does it look like to create? What does it practically look like to build a home with inside ourselves with which we can host the beautiful person of the Holy Spirit? You know, some things that come to mind are worship, creating a culture of worship in our hearts and adoration for the King of Kings. It's integrous living. It's repenting, to being quick to forgive, to having short accounts. But one thing I really feel is one key that we can create a beautiful home for the Holy Spirit to dwell is to live a life of yielding. Ephesians 2 verse 21 says, "In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." You see, we can try to build a home, and I think it's all beautiful things to try in our own efforts. However, we learn in Ephesians 2 here that actually we're being built together into a dwelling place for God by who? Who is building us together? It's the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit. He builds us into a home, into a dwelling place for himself. I mean, how kind is God? Jesus at the cross justified us and reconciled and atoned us for us and by his blood. And all we have to do is simply yield and receive this beautiful, magnificent truth of the person of Jesus Christ and the cross of Christ. Won't you yield your hearts to the Holy Spirit today as he builds a home within which he can dwell, and obviously from that overflow onto the world around us? Bless you, friends. Thank you for listening.